tied together.
Top general in Afghanistan is getting ready to tell Congress to leave it alone in Afghanistan and just stay the course. Really? Should we? The Republicans have an alternative with a budget plan. Budget? What's a budget? Do we really have one? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Plus, we have a daily salute. Oh, yeah. I always push this. I feel like a drug pusher, but I want to keep pushing this on everybody. If you're listening to me in whatever nook and cranny you hail from, and you know a really bad story, I mean a really bad, cool story, and you think the person should get some recognition, shoot me a note and tell me about it. Go to americatonight.net, boom, click on the email, and you're in like that. Tell me about the fireman who climbs 1,000 trees a year to rescue cats. Maybe that's not a good example. I don't know. Give me your daily salute, and maybe we'll recognize that person on the air for something that they did. And it can be anything, anybody that makes sense to you that you think would be worth recognizing them for. How about that? Here's what I would say. I would say hats off to the people who are being very diligent in trying to get a vigilante type neighborhood watch, self-appointed neighborhood watch guy arrested for killing a teenager in Florida. Think of your son being 17 years old, wearing a hoodie, running out to run around the corner to 7-Eleven to grab some Skittles and a soda. And suddenly, he's being followed by the neighborhood watch lunatic who has a gun, who calls 911 to say, oh, something's not right. So this guy looks funny. This guy looks funny to me. It turns out that 28-year-old George Zimmerman shot and killed a 17-year-old, Trayvon Martin, just a month ago. He says in self-defense during a confrontation in a gated community in Sanford, Florida. That's Orlando to you and me, right there. So how does this happen? These people were living in a gated community. College students all over Florida are rallying to demand that this Zimmerman be arrested. But here's the thing. There is a state law in the Sunshine State that allows people to defend themselves with deadly force. Dead people can't talk, despite what you may have heard on television shows. So this poor 17-year-old, there are only two people really, really witnessed as to what happened, and it's George Zimmerman and this late teenage boy. Who by all accounts and everything I've read and I've tried to pour through everything I can find was a good kid, a decent kid. He was just going to the store. He was going to the store to get a pop and some Skittles. And now he's dead. And this other man, George Zimmerman, liked to call 911. Would see lots of funny things. And in fact, there's 23,000 neighborhood watch programs across the United States. I've been to a neighborhood watch block party. In my neighborhood, they're cruising around all the time because that's what they do. And across the street, they're doing it. And then the next development over, they're doing it. And the idea is, the police forces are a lot thinner now, let's face it. So here's an extra set of eyes that possibly might see something that doesn't look right. They can call 911. But they've been through a program. George Zimmerman hasn't even been through a program. He's self-appointed captain of the block of Neighborhood Watch. There's something wrong with that to begin with. So Unfortunately, for the 17-year-old football player, it's just got to be just gut-wrenching to his family that he didn't come home that night. You know, that they found out, because, of course, immediately when the gunshots rang out, that something was wrong, that their kid was face down, shot dead. Just an awful thing. And people, and this is black and white people who are coming together who are saying, oh, this just is not right. They need to investigate that. He needs to be charged with it, but they need to investigate it. So federal prosecutors and the FBI are looking into the killing of an unarmed teen by this self-appointed neighborhood watch volunteer in Florida. Then it comes in, and we know what's going to happen here. Is it simply just a disregard for justice? Is it that, how do you weigh in here? Is race a factor? I am always so reluctant to play, you know, the whole idea of the race card. I'm so tired of that. But in this case, what is the reason for no charge? And I think the real reason is because of the law, the way the law reads, and they have to have a really thorough case to be able to go after him, and they don't have it right now. The Florida Governor Rick Scott jumped in on this, saying, look, we're concerned with what's going on in this community. And, you know, we'll do whatever we can to get to the bottom of this, to help, to do whatever we have to do. George Zimmerman, who hasn't been charged, told police that he shot the kid in self-defense, and police don't have anything to go on. They have nothing that can eliminate his story, refute his story. They have nothing. He was just a kid with a hoodie on, jeans, tennis shoes. That's what kids wear. And he was going to the store. Walking on the sidewalk. Just a terrible, terrible thing. And I think Florida is ready to explode. The campuses all around Samford, it's a tough situation there. And there are a couple of different angles. One, we know that the gun thing will get played out on this. And I am a supporter of the Second Right Amendment to bear arms. I believe in that. Well, I don't want to have rights taken away, and I don't think that right should be taken away. But this nut, George Zimmerman, just fuels the fire for more people to say, see, here's what happens. He's not even officially in a neighborhood watch program. He points himself that. He drives around. He calls 911. They tell him, okay, great, well, we'll send someone out. Don't follow him. And he follows them anyway. So it's going to take weeks to sort it out. Weeks. But the question is, will he be charged with the crime or not? Will he be charged with something or not? There's just, sadly, no justice. I mean, I can't imagine how those parents feel. When the police got there, here's what happened. The kid, 17-year-old Trayvon Martin, is laying there dead. In his hand, a bag of Skittles and an iced tea that he got at the convenience store. He was going back to his father's fiance's house. Sad state of affairs. I wouldn't want George Zimmerman as my neighborhood watch captain. Stay with us. We're kicking the can down the road. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
So coming up around the bend, we're going to head to the mail room in our next seg and check out what a lot of you had to kvetch about. Some of you were singing the praises of Apple, over $600 for one share of Apple, and they're going to give dividends to people who own Apple stock. So $600. That would have been a stock to get in when it was just a couple of dollars, huh? You would have had to hold on to it. Legalized gambling, that's the idea of the stock market. You're standing there with a couple of die in your hand, and you're just throwing them. And Apple was a good bet for a lot of people, especially those who got in early, without a doubt. Now they get dividends on that. Every now and then we mix in a little of the conversation in the money direction. Our pal Saul Albom, financial guru of the show, is coming back on from Oslo, Norway, in a week or so. He was out traveling the world trying to get a handle on the money situation, so we'll see what he comes back with. A couple of seashells and a few dollars in one pocket and a few dollars in the other pocket. We know how he feels. If you've bought gas lately at $3.80 or $4 for a gallon of regular, and you feel like someone has picked your pocket, don't you? That's the main buzz in the backyard. People are complaining about gas prices. And the Republicans have seized on that topic, as they should, in campaigning and going from state to state for these primaries and caucuses. Why not hammer home the fact that we're paying a ridiculous amount for gasoline, and we could certainly ease that burden. The other thing that people are talking about a little bit, and this is going to get bigger, you know, our new health care law is actually coming up on an anniversary and an interesting time, because the Supreme Court is hearing the challenges to the constitutionality of the individual health mandate. And the individual health mandate means, so you know, in a couple of years, you have to have health insurance if it stands. If you don't have health insurance, you don't get health insurance, government health insurance if you had none, then you will have to pay $2,000 in a tax to the IRS, because they'll find you. They're hiring people, and they will find you like shapeshifters. You know what shapeshifters are, right? They can change form like shapeshifters in the middle of the night. They will hunt you down if you do not have health insurance. So we're coming up on 2 years since health care reform legislation was signed. The court is going to consider this challenge from several states, by the way, that's where this comes from, to overturn it. So it's going to be a war that we haven't seen, and we're going to be in the middle of this war. America Tonight is for a couple of days broadcasting from Washington. It's going to be a big-time clash. And the Republicans, who refer to the Affordable Health Care Act as Obamacare, say that, you know, we're going to see an unbelievable, unprecedented intrusion by our government into our medical decisions. Mitt Romney seized the opportunity to talk about health care and where it stands now.
This one-size-fits-all federal mandate is the wrong way to go, and I will repeal it.
All right, he's clear. He's saying, I'm not going to do it. I'm in. I'm done. Here's the problem. It's the third, to me, the biggest problem, and the way to solve this whole thing is the third party. The third party is the problem with health insurance. That's where it's gotten gunked up. It's the insurance companies. It's all about the profits. It's great when you're paying into the premiums, but the second you need it, look out. And usually you really, really need it at that point. But if we only had a system where you could nix that third party, what a difference I think that would make. And ultimately, too, competition with erasing the state lines would make a huge difference. So rules extending health care coverage for people with pre-existing conditions, allowing younger adults to stay on parents' plans until they turn 26. I say thumbs up for that. That was one of the best parts of the new law. The problem is the other parts of the law that stick in your craw because you know the implementation process and what it includes with these states. And ultimately, people are realizing their premiums are going up, up, up. That's what's happening. The premiums are so out of control in some cases. You can barely make your premium and you're scared to death. What do you do? So next week is big with healthcare, and certainly that's going to be one of our focuses as we broadcast from D.C., looking at it, by the way, from all angles, looking at it from why do you think this thing works and how this thing doesn't work. So talking to doctors and talking to politicians and finding out what's happening, plus getting some of the scoop from the Supreme Court. We'll be able to bring some audio of that. There's no visual. They're not broadcasting it live, but they're releasing audio of what happens with this healthcare challenge. So that's going to be interesting to watch. What was interesting to watch of a different sort is I kind of segue into something a little bit different because I know all of you know we're doing our challenge, Nail the Score, continued into March Madness. We had so much fun doing it during the football season, which is the natural fit. We have done March Madness now for a couple of years. If you have no idea what I'm talking about and you're like, lady, I just tuned into the show, I might as well be hearing about spaceships down the dial. It's very easy. Randomly, our computer picks a couple of games in the NCAA tournament. Games that are left were into the Sweet 16. And you tell me what you think the final score is going to be. We do two games because that gives you two chances to win. Be like buying, I don't know, two scratch-offs, but you don't have to pay for them. If, in fact, you nail the score of either one of the games and you own that score and the team, once you say, this is my team, this is the score, if you do correctly nail the score, you win a wireless GPS from Magellan plus a $100 gift certificate for sausage. Oh, I looked at the package of what they're offering. If you win that certificate, party at your house. Hope you like sausage, but it looks pretty good, to be honest. So just two of the prizes that would be part of the package. And even our pal Jay in Kentucky, a caller, is throwing in a $50 gas card. Or if you wanted to rent a cabin in the Smoky Mountains, $100 off. They'll put $100 on the table when you walk into the cabin. You got to love that. All right, so segging back into what I was trying to get to, Peyton Manning kept people on pins and needles in the football world while he decided where he was going to go and did a little bit of audition, right? The initially, the Dolphins, the Redskins, the 49ers, Titans, Cardinals were some of the people interested in signing Manning. Cardinals dumped out. Titans thought they had him. And Denver will be dumping Tim Tebow because they're picking up the 14-year icon who won a Super Bowl, has had problems with his neck, has had a couple of surgeries, but they're picking him up. And that means that there's a trade in the wings for Tim Tebow somewhere. And probably Jacksonville would be one of the likely candidates to snatch him up. So you got to wonder how the people of Denver are feeling about that. But, I mean, the arrival of Manning is definitely clearly Tebow's gone. Fans went crazy for him. He led the team into the playoffs. He won the Heisman back in 2007. We know his history, played for the Gators. The take on him was his throwing motion. But it doesn't matter. John Elway is the executive VP for football ops. He wants Manning. He wanted him badly. And he negotiated with him to make that happen. So unless there's some problem, Manning is going to be wearing a Denver uniform.
I think you're going to really see, because of this, what the rest of the league thinks about Tim Tebow, too.
I think so, too, because he's going to pick him up.
He's going to see who actually gives him a shot and what they give up for him. Because if some team is only going to trade, like, a seventh-round pick for Tebow...
That says they don't care.
That says they do not care at all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And
I can't imagine somebody giving up a second or third-round pick. I just don't see it. I mean, I think at most... maybe a fourth, I doubt it, probably like a fifth or a sixth. And that's if some team's even interested.
Yeah, and that's what the draft is coming up shortly. And you think of the two top quarterbacks that are already in there that are picked off. Tebow, yeah, I think Matt makes a good point. He will definitely see whether or not Jacksonville, the Dolphins, have any interest. Somebody even said to me today, well, what about the Patriots? Don't rule out the Patriots. A lot of drama for Tebow in this one. Hang with us, check in the mail next.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super C Veg.
And with the Super C Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C-Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C-Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-Veg. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C-Veg daily is eating right.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, as promised, you can always vent to me by sending me your thoughts through the miracle of snail mail. Yep. Hit me up on americatonight.net. Of course, you can call the digits, too, 800-259-5791. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you. This one comes to us from the lovable Met fan. That's how he identifies himself. Hey, Kate Delaney, I remember you when you were on WFAN. Did you see that the Mets owners actually settled in that whole Madoff case thing? They got some money, 162 clams. How about that? You know, the Madoff restitution thing is interesting because so many people had their hand out there since so many people were screwed over by Bernie Madoff, let's face it. So they did settle for that, but hey, at least they got a chunk of change. So the Met owners don't have to pay anything, I guess, for 3 years, because that was part of the whole thing. And jury selection has begun. I didn't even know this till I saw this the other day, to settle a civil trial to determine how much the team owners will owe other investors who trusted their money to Madoff, but cheated them out of thousands of dollars. Last two decades, it was like $20 billion. One of the trustees, and this was the big sticking point and probably why I got the email from the Met fan, was this guy, Irving Picard, who argued that the team owners knew about this investment scheme. They knew it was a fraud, but they didn't care. They continued the investments anyway because they were making a bunch of money. But lawyers for the owners say that their clients had no idea it was a sham. Isn't that brutal? What if you really are totally innocent and you just think, wow, this guy's, I can't believe the returns I'm getting. And then you just leave it at that. You're not poking around as to why the returns are big. Even if you think, well, how could they possibly be having these returns when everybody else is struggling? Regardless, How'd you like to be accused of that? Oh, you knew. I guess when you own a team and you have enough lawyers, an army of lawyers, you can weather it, right? So, $162 million. And then see what happens. I mean, initially, I guess they filed for $1 billion. Yeah, there's no billion to be had. Sell the rug, sell the china, everything the Madoffs have, and we still can't make up all that money. So at least they get a little chunk of change anyway. A little bit of it. And enough satisfaction, something. They get to walk away with something, in other words. This is an interesting story that bubbled up because we're kind of zigging in a couple of different directions. Earlier in the day, too, somebody sent me a text. You might have gotten a similar text about this. But, you know, we've got the Illinois primary going on and who on one-on-one would beat Barack Obama. In the middle of all of that, one of the things that I happened to notice was that the high court rejected the Christian Campus Group's appeal. And you know what I'm talking about. When you look at the story, if you remember this story, because we had a few people on, actually, to talk about it, but there's a federal appeals court ruling that found that a policy doesn't violate the Constitution. And the policy says officially recognized campus groups can't discriminate based on religion or sexual orientation. This stems from something that happened in 2005. A Christian fraternity and a sorority at SDSU, which is San Diego State University, argue that a policy violates their religious freedom. The groups are restricted to Christian members. And the case was called the Alpha Delta Chi Delta Chapter versus Reed. And so the appeal, that appeal challenging the discrimination policy at some of those universities is pretty, I think, is pretty interesting. Saying that campus groups can't discriminate based on religion or sex. They can't do that. I don't know that it was a surprise that they upheld it, but when you think of what it would mean if it wasn't in place, I don't, I think that would make it pretty tough for these college campuses across the board. I mean, good luck with that. So a smart decision. Now, will this decision be smart with healthcare? I think it's going to be controversial either way because there are going to be people that don't want to see any parts of it overturned, and then there's so many of us that would like to see it overturned for fear of what's coming down the pike and we've already been hit with. So do the justices stay that way, or do they make a different kind of decision? What it would be, I have no idea. I have no idea which way they would rule. I'm thinking that that goes down the line with the political sides of the justices, and it's going to be 5-4. I'm thinking 5-4 is probably what we're looking at. Probably. You know, a lot of people talk about ISPs, and do you know what ISP means? This also is part of the buzz in your backyard. Somebody taught me this the other day, actually, and we did have a guest on a while ago, and I got this note from Ed who says, Kate, did you happen to see the Comcast Cablevision internet service providers basically in the United States kicking off a program to police their networks to try to catch pirates and stop illegal file sharing? Yeah, that was a big story last year, that they were going to do something to try to prevent subscribers from illegally grabbing the material, but there wasn't any specifics, or they weren't certainly out there. Now the ISPs are ready to begin to try to stop those kind of illegal moves, like movies, music, and software downloads, and that all kicks in July 12th. So what that means is exactly what it means, is trying to grab files, be easier to put that net up and grab you. But will it really have an impact on privacy or piracy? I don't think so. I don't think it will. Let's move on to another one. This one from Eileen, who says, Kate, I'm tired of Romney and Santorum and Gingrich and anyone else you want to throw into the mix. Can we not just call it? It's like a ball game that is going on and on and on. I've been to a few of those with my sons. Why can't we just call this thing and be done? If it's going to be Romney, then let's just make it Romney and get behind him. How's that? Well, the problem is a lot of people that don't want to see that happen just yet. All right, this is an email that I got that said, had a big flag on it, and it was from Jake in Austin, who said, America Tonight, please read this. And they show Eric Holder in a video urging some women's groups to, what he used, unfortunate choice of words, brainwash D.C. kids against guns. And he was talking to a group of Democratic women about a few things legal, and that was one of the things that came out. That was one of the discussion points that came up. And this is from 1995. So he was the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia under Bill Clinton. And he persuaded kids to reject guns, but said it wasn't going to be easy to do it since they were so big in movies, TV, and music. But said we need to change the way people think about guns, especially young people, and make it something that's not cool, that it's not hip to carry a gun anymore. And change the attitudes like they've done with cigarettes. Oof. I think it's going to be pretty tough to turn that around. And even he knew that when he said that in the 90s. Interesting. All right, one last one. Actually, two last ones. This one from Bubba. America Tonight, Manning on the loose, Denver, the intended target. What happens with Tim Tebow? Throw it out. What do you think's going to happen? Well, I think Tim Tebow is going to be packing his bag, because why would they have Tim Tebow on the same team? Manning gets a 5-year, $95 million contract. This is huge for Denver, because who would think that Manning would be available? Very little details are known about his contract, but there's some incentives and stuff like that there. It seemed like he was going to go to the Titans, and Bud Adams really thought he had him. My sources said that the Titans did have him, so I was surprised that he went to Denver. The Titans say that they were disappointed. They thought that he would be a perfect fit. Well, there's a few teams that are disappointed because they thought he would be a perfect fit for them. Can you imagine being the quarterback of the team where they're shopping him around? Talk about in your face. Oh. All right. Hang with us. More on the flip side about what's happening in your backyard.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com. Promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like that fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
Kick in the head. That's how, yeah, we were just talking about this, but that's how certainly Tim Tebow has to feel after Peyton Manning gets picked up by the Denver Broncos. Hey, that's life. Turns on a dime, doesn't it? You just never know what's going to happen. We've got one final turn here for this Hour of America tonight, so I thought it'd be fun to mix it up with some odds and ends. You know, there's the usual suspects in what we're talking about with the Republicans, but we know Romney's the guy. You know, Illinois is the next stomping grounds. And in the polls, Romney is kicking Santorum. Santorum's starting to lose his footing. The latest polls, and I say this all the time, I don't know why, I don't have to throw out a qualifier. I'm a believer in some of the polls, and the reason why is because nobody's paying thousands and thousands of dollars to pay attention to polls if they aren't a little bit accurate. So they're pretty accurate. It's like Romney has been ahead. If you've paid attention to America Tonight, if we randomly selected a show, we just went back into the vault and picked out a show, and I was talking about some poll, you'd always see Romney in most of the cases somewhere at the top. We've been talking about Mitt Romney for a year and a half as the guy that the establishment wants, and they definitely want him to get the 1,144 delegates sooner rather than later. Romney right now, by my count, is 519 delegates is what he has. Santorum, 239. Gingrich, 138, for what it's worth, because none of them have thrown in the towel. And Ron Paul, the free speech libertarian champ, has 69. So you be the judge. Who else is going to be able to topple him? And the answer is nobody. They're in blitz mode in the land of Lincoln. But this is cementing Romney as the front runner, I would think. Or is there going to be a big surge for Rick Santorum? The polls don't show that. The polls show Romney way ahead, 44 or 45% compared to 30 for Rick Santorum. And, yeah, Rick Santorum has won some contests and has made a lot of noise and has made a name for himself on the national stage, but it still goes back to the same thing that I have just hammered to the point of I'm sick of talking about it. It goes back to the numbers. It seems odd, though, doesn't it? It seems like if a whole bunch of people, I mean a really giant sampling of people, are excited about other candidates but really don't muster up all that excitement for Romney, how is he the guy? How is he the guy? It's how politics works. It might not be your guy, but he's the guy. Negative campaigning, tons of money, lots of friends, and an IOU card. When you have an IOU card in politics, you get to cash it in. It's like a chip in the game. We obviously have no chips. I'm meaning myself and all of you. At least when it comes to politics and running for office on the national stage. If you have the chips, you cash them in. He's cashing in his chips. He wanted to cash them in last time and wasn't the guy. Now he's been able to do that. If you remember back to the beginning of last June, if you listen to Democrats, they would say he was like the sacrificial lamb because Obama has bagged this. Now you see gas prices really sticking in people's craws. They don't want to pay, and I don't want to pay, $6 for gasoline. And that's not cost effective, $6 for gasoline. You know how many things go up? How much is it going to cost to mow your lawn? I mean, really, how much is it going to cost to get on a speedboat somewhere, to take your kids on a boat somewhere? You know, everything multiplies. Forget all the leisure activities. How about just eating? How much is it going to cost for food? What are vegetables going to cost if you're talking about gas prices that hit $6 and $7? Craziness. Absolute craziness. Here's a very sad story. Because we were focused on shootings that have happened here in the United States, in France they had a rampage in southern France. Three kids, one teacher, killed at a school called the Ozar-Hatorah School in France. The French president, Sarkozy, said it was a national tragedy. Oh, we feel that tragedy, all too familiar. So Jewish leaders are saying that this was a targeted thing, and that's why, you know, why were these kids chosen? Why did this happen? And they're responding around the world, tightening security in synagogues and religious schools because they believe that there could be something bigger than just in France. So in the U.S., Homeland Security, they're looking at this situation in France and the prospect of just targeting Jewish people here. There are no specific threats that we know of yet at this point, but because of the shooting there, they're concerned about more of this happening in other places in the world, including having it happen in the U.S. So Washington and the Metropolitan Police Department there, they're stepping things up in schools and some of the religious institutions. And in New York, like 20 Jewish neighborhoods and synagogues and schools are doing the same thing. But see, all the security that you could possibly line up cannot give you 100% guarantee that something can't still happen. If only we could do that. If only we could do that, then we wouldn't have some of the terrible things we've seen that have happened on these school campuses in the U.S. And in France, they're stuck with the very same thing. The question, always the question of why. Why did this happen? How did this happen? They can answer the how somebody got in, or how they shattered the bubble, the innocent bubble of what's happening in a classroom. It seems to me that you should be able to go to work, you should be able to worship where you want to worship, and you should be able to send your kids to school and not think, oh my gosh, my child could be possibly the victim of a shooting. Do I have to go buy a flak jacket? Now, I know I'm exaggerating here, but when you start to hear those kind of things, it does give you pause. And I'm telling you, I think we live in the greatest country in the face of the earth, and I thank God every day that when I grew up, I had a relatively pretty happy childhood. I wasn't worried about going through metal detectors and emptying my pockets when I went to school and my book bag and fearing some unknown thing could happen. What we feared is that on hot dog day, there wouldn't be enough hot dogs left because our class was always last down in the cafeteria because we were younger, or we wouldn't get to play kickball until the bell rang. I mean, that was it, or dodgeball. That's what we were worried about. Not all this other stuff that's in the heads of so many kids, unfortunately, because they talk and they see these things that are happening. And, you know, and it's not all 100% that way either. Unfortunately, there's enough of it. It does give you pause, is the best way to say it. That we need to be in a country, I think we need to really feel like you can go to church where you want to go to church and not fear that something's going to happen, or go to work and not worry when you're at work that, ugh, there could be a shooting at the school or some crazy unforeseen thing, you know, could happen. Any thoughts, shoot them to me. We've been pushing that mailbox. America Tonight.net.